Now, the inquiry into companion animal breeding practices was presented to Parliament last week. One of the questions examined was whether pet shops should be banned from selling cats and dogs. To explain its findings, the chairman of the inquiry, Nationals MP Adam Marshall, joins us from Armidale.
G'day, Chris.
As we stand, what are the current laws surrounding companion animal breeding in New South Wales?
In terms of breeders, there are virtually none or very few in that, aside from the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act and a breeding code of practice, which there's virtually no enforcement of. If you or I, Chris, wanted to go and start a puppy factory and start breeding animals and selling them online on either websites like Gumtree or Facebook or through newspapers, radio, or even through pet shops, there is no restriction whatsoever and no accreditation, licensing, or anything required. We could start literally tomorrow. So whilst we've got some great laws in New South Wales, in fact, our Breeding Code of Practice and Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act is some of the best practice and held up as a shining example right across Australia, there's actually virtually little enforcement of it, and largely because we don't have any information about how many breeders we have, where they're breeding, how many animals they're breeding, and where they're selling the animals. And there's no restrictions, no licensing, no regulation of that sector. And so our report, 158 pages, 34 recommendations that we think is the very best way to actually expose and remove all puppy factories in New South Wales and create an environment for ethical and humane breeding of companion animals to be sold to loving homes.
The inquiry has decided not to recommend banning dogs and cats sold in pet shops. So why is that?
Because we are of the view, and we took a lot of evidence about this from all corners. I mean, we took over 340 submissions, 2,000 items of correspondence, and heard oral evidence from 42 witnesses over 3 days of our hearings. And essentially, we believe that with the proper regulation and requirements, pet shops could actually provide an opportunity to actually enhance animal welfare. And that's one of the key recommendations, was that pet shops will only be able to sell animals that have come from licensed breeders that have been subject to audits, spot checks, and exceed the required standards currently in the Code of Breeding Practice in New South Wales, and also obviously comply with the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. And we also heard, and even from some breeders, the important aspect in the breeding is actually matching the animal with the right dog. And so that personal contact between the purchaser and the pet shop owner is actually a great opportunity for the potential owners to be vetted, if you like, or questions to be asked about whether the owner is actually aware of the owner's responsibilities of owning a pet, and therefore might actually serve to reduce the number of animals which are then bought and then discarded and end up in our pounds.
And how will we make sure that the industry is going to be better regulated?
Ah, well, that's a very good question. And currently, under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, there are three agencies that have responsibility. They're the New South Wales Police, which investigate all areas of criminality in the state, the RSPCA and the Animal Welfare League. And the RSPCA and the Animal Welfare League are the primary bodies that actually enforce or regulate. The biggest issue they have, aside from resources, is the fact they operate from a position of having no information about where these facilities are. But essentially, they just respond when there's a complaint or when there's something exposed in the media. Most of their work is reactive. What they want to be, and what we as a committee want to be, is a position to do some proactive work, to do some audits, some spot checks, so that issues can be nipped in the bud and resolved, and breeders either turfed out or facilities brought up to scratch before we get massive animal cruelty situations or exploitation. The best way we felt to achieve that was to have a breeder's licensing system where every breeder has to be licensed and therefore registered, and therefore their details put on an electronic database shared by the enforcement agencies and local councils, so that they actually know where the facilities are, they know what type of dogs, how many dogs are at those facilities, and then have their inspectors and staff out actually proactively monitoring those to try and avoid a terrible situation as we've seen in the media.
Do we know when we'll start seeing legislation implemented?
The report was tabled last Thursday, and the government now has 6 months to consider that report and to issue its response to the public, but also to the Parliament, about what recommendations it's going to take up and how it's going to implement them.
Adam, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Chris.
That was Nationals MP Adam Marshall, who chaired an inquiry into companion animal breeding practices in New South Wales.